This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Facebook has taken down content that spread lies in Israel against coronavirus vaccines. As the government seeks to drum up support for the program, the Justice Ministry said on Sunday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday became the first person to be vaccinated in Israel. Opinion polls show some two-thirds of the public want to follow suit. Sydney was isolated from the rest of Australia on Sunday after all the country's states and territories imposed travel restrictions on its residents as a coronavirus cluster in the city grew to around 70 people. The Australian Capital Territory sent a stern "Do not come to us" message to Sydney, the country's most populous city of more than 5 million people, warning its residents they would be quarantined for 14 days if they arrived. In China's Wuhan, the original epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, the city's residents are returning to normal life, even as they continue to grapple with memories of the early outbreak, which struck fear in the city. It's been almost 7 months since the city recorded a locally transmitted case of the disease due to a strict citywide lockdown and a mass testing event of almost all of the city's 11 million residents. Thailand plans to test more than 10,000 people after a record daily surge in coronavirus cases to over 500, most of which were among migrant workers linked to a shrimp market near the capital, an official said on Sunday. By Wednesday, the authorities aim to conduct 10,300 tests in the southwest province of Smut Sakon, where the outbreak appeared, and other nearby provinces, a spokesman for Thailand's COVID-19 task force told a news conference. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's Navy and Air Force were deployed on Sunday as a Chinese aircraft carrier group led by the country's newest carrier, the Shandong, sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait the day after a U.S. warship transited the same waterway. While it's not the first time China's carriers have passed close to Taiwan, it comes at a time of heightened tensions between Taipei and Beijing, which claims the democratically ruled island as its own territory. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said, "We literally have no time to waste," as he introduced the team that will advance his climate change and energy agenda this weekend. Biden said the country needs a unified national response to climate change, just as it does for COVID-19. He called climate change a national emergency. With Democrats clinging to a slim majority in the U.S. House of Representatives and control of the U.S. Senate still undecided, the Biden administration may achieve little success in Congress, potentially forcing it to depend on rule changes at regulatory agencies to enact change. Environmental groups have largely praised the six-member team for its experience and diversity. The Pentagon is proposing to end an arrangement in which a single military officer leads two of the nation's main cybersecurity organizations. It's a move that a leading Democrat said this weekend makes him profoundly concerned amid a large-scale hacking campaign on U.S. government computer systems. Representative Adam Smith, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, said in a letter to Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller that he objects to the way the Pentagon is going about splitting off U.S. Cyber Command from the National Security Agency, or NSA. Both organizations currently are headed by Army General Paul Nakasone. The arrangement is known as dual hatting. Smith said severing U.S. Cyber Command from the NSA could have grave impact on national security, especially in the aftermath of what Smith said could be the most damaging cyber attack in our country's history. Smith was referring to revelations that elite hackers gained access to U.S. government computer systems over a months-long period before being detected. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the hack, which is ongoing. On Saturday, President Donald Trump suggested that China and not Russia may be behind the hack, and he tried to minimize its impact. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.